Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. A candidate in the Minnesota 2nd Congressional District race is pulling out. Third-party candidate Thomas Bowman says he suspended his campaign because he felt that he was tricked by a group called the Patriots Run Project to enter the race. He believes that he was recruited by Democrats for the sole purpose of hurting Republican challenger Joe Tarab in the race against incumbent Congresswoman Angie Craig. The organization reportedly reached out to Bowman on Facebook and provided him $20,000 worth of in-kind donations by collecting the 1,000 signatures he needed to get on the ballot. He's now endorsing Tarab, who is a former assistant federal prosecutor. The Minnesota 100 Club is providing a $50,000 contribution to the family of fallen Voyageurs National Park Ranger Kevin Grossheim. Executive Director Julie Gotham says Grossheim's family could use some financial help during this difficult time.
$50,000 is a lot of money, but, you know, I guess the question is, how do you put a price tag on that kind of service and sacrifice? It really is up to Ranger Grossheim's family about how they spend that money.
She says Minnesota's first responder community is mourning his loss. The National Park Service said Grossheim saved three boaters in rough water Sunday before his rescue boat capsized. The Minnesota state system is reporting a 7.7% increase in enrollment this fall. Officials say there is a 9.3% increase at Minnesota state colleges and a 4.5% rise in enrollment at the universities. The system had a 2.3% enrollment increase last year. According to a recent report from the Minnesota Department of Health, Minnesota saw an 8% decrease in overdose fatalities in 2023. Hazleton Betty Ford Chief Medical Officer Dr. Alta DeRue says Narcan becoming available over-the-counter has helped.
You could order it online. You can go on and Walmart sells it online as well. Anybody could get it. You don't need a prescription. So this is saving lives, and I think more people are armed with Narcan.
Delays have been reported as jury selection continues in the Adam Fravel trial in Mankato. As of Thursday afternoon, six jurors have been selected. A small private college in the St. Paul area has received a big donation from two longtime supporters. Bethel University announced a $20 million donation by Barbara and Rolly Anderson earlier this week. The Minnesota Lynx are up 1-0 in the WNBA Finals following a 95-93 overtime win over the New York Liberty Thursday night in Brooklyn. Lynx coach Cheryl Reeves says they became the first team in league history to be down 15 points in the final 5 minutes and rally for a victory.
I think it defines our team in terms of being able to get through difficult times. You know, you have to be mentally tough, resilient. You have to look inward and not blame other people.
Nafisa Collier finished with 21 points, 8 rebounds, 3 steals, and 6 blocks. Game 2 is Sunday afternoon at the Barclays Center. The Minnesota Wild are celebrating a 3-2 victory over the Columbus Blue Jackets in the season opener at the XL Energy Center. The Seattle Kraken visit St. Paul Saturday night. A tiger named Lucy from Argentina has been relocated to Minnesota after living at the Mendoza Zoo, which is closing due to poor conditions. This is MNN.